I'm sitting here in the hottest of days, Philadelphia, 1787, in front of the Brown & Schwedes Independence Hall. Philadelphia is a very busy place in September. It's the largest city in the U.S. The weather here is very hot. I'm swimming puddles out here. They are all working very hard on the Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights in there. There are some really famous people here. Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and lots more people. But most important, James Madison, the father of the Constitution. The main writers of the Constitution are Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. Most of the day, the framers are here debating on whether or not to put Carter laws on the Constitution. Not all grand progress because it's missing the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights gives us the trial, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and the right to bear arms. Oh, look, there's James Madison over there. Let's go see if we can ask him some questions.
Yes, I'm James Madison. How may I help you today?
Well, I was wondering, how long have you been here to debate whether or not to put certain rules on the Bill of Rights? How long have you been working on to put certain laws on the Constitution?
Okay. Well, I have been working on the Constitution for about, 3 months.
Thank you very much, and you better get back to work because I don't want to be the one standing in your way. And the Bill of Rights was finally added in 1991 when George Washington was president of the United States. George Washington also declared a holiday called Thanksgiving that celebrated the Constitution. So I'm standing here on the street by the Brownish Independence Hall. George Washington. Oh, yeah, we got to cut that part out. Oh, look over there, George Washington. Can I talk to you?
Yes.
So why is the Constitution important to you?
The Constitution is important to me because if we didn't have the Constitution, people would go crazy about everything.
So why don't you just want things like the King of England had them? Isn't a king a better thing?
No, because the king forces you to do a lot of things you might not want to do.
Do you think we'll have a good country when the framers are done?
Yes, because we'll have good laws to follow.
Okay, folks, you heard it from James Madison, the father of the Constitution, and you've heard it from George Washington, and you've heard it from me. If you don't believe it, you gotta come down here for yourself. Have a good day.